Yo, 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 what is going on, everybody? It's your boy, Chris, and I'm back with another episode on C-Dubs Productions on Anchor Podcast. You can also listen to me on Spotify, Google, Breaker, CastBox, Apple, I believe, Radio Republic, if I haven't said that yet, and I don't know, a couple other ones. It's like 9 different platforms that Anchor is pushing my podcast onto. Maybe 8 if you include, well, if you don't include Anchor, but you're listening to me right now on Anchor, right? Because that's the best place to be listening to me on Anchor. No disrespect to Spotify and Google and everything, but Anchor is my home. So, you know, appreciate Anchor for pushing me out to other platforms as well. So without further ado, I want to let you guys know that I haven't forgot about you. I've been making music all week, Monday, Tuesday. I've been doing nothing but recording and making music. And I'm going to be getting to that. I'm going to be getting to the mastering stage probably today and tomorrow to try to push them all out by this weekend. On top of that, I'm probably going to try to record a couple other songs as well. I haven't been doing nothing but just recording now. I mean, I've been doing other things like watching TV, chilling, smoking, you know. So, yeah, all my time is not being dedicated to just making music, which one day, hopefully, that would be pretty cool if that was my only option, is making music for you guys. But, you know, I mean, I'm trying to be a prodigy, and I want to try to do other things at one time. Like, I want to get back into writing my second book. I kind of push that off to the side. I want to finish writing my second book and make a sequel to The Fate of the Realms. And I want to make a lot of podcasts. Like, I want to make a lot of music, and I want to write a lot of books. Like, I have a very, very wide imagination, and I feel like I can put that to good use, and I can like influence other people to want to do the same thing, you know, stay out of trouble. And I know some cases might be a little easier said than done, for financial situations, people being laid off, losing their jobs due to COVID-19. I mean, I'm on my quarantine shit right now, you know, staying inside. I mean, I'm not even working no more right now. I had decided that I'm going to take a 2-month vacation. I'm going back if everything goes right, and if I can, and if there's a vehicle available for me, then I will be going back at the beginning of January. So I'm taking 2 months off. I got plenty of time to fucking talk to you guys and get to know you guys, man. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great, man. It's going to be great. I am well rested. I feel great. I mean, I haven't even gone to the gym. I've been working out at home. I have very little bit of equipment. I have a punching bag, a bench, some dumbbells, and I got a mat to do like exercises and stuff on the floor and like doing push-ups and sit-ups and all that stuff. I mean, you don't really need a mat to do push-ups, but sit-ups, it's a little easier on your back. And I've been really trying to fix my posture and everything. So, I mean, like, my back, it's very important to me right now. You know, I got time to be able to motivate myself and work out and do everything right now. You know, so I mean, like time, I feel like time is like the most important thing right now. And I have a lot of it, and I need to really put it to good use. So making the music, writing books, writing music, doing a podcast, exercising at home and just chilling and just like, you know, just enjoying my time off is something that I really need right now, because I mean, like, the stress factor was real. You know, my stress was really high and my blood pressure was up, and I don't know what else was wrong with me, but yeah, I was having a lot of freaking issues and anger issues, and I just needed to take a break. I was at my breaking point, and I actually voiced my opinion way too many times, and I thought, you know what, if I say this shit one more time, I'm gonna get my ass in trouble. I'm going to get fired. My decision, temporary going on vacation, leaving the cab company, it was a hard decision. It was, because I was making good money doing that. But my mental health, I feel, is more important than money. A lot of people can agree with me. And you know what? That's fine. That's your opinion. I mean, like, my opinion is I needed it bad. I was about to lose my shit. I have several ideas, and they're all sci-fi, pretty much. I was in the middle of writing a zombie book based out of the town where I'm residing at right now, like where I'm living, which would have been really cool, because around where I live at, a lot of people act like zombies. A lot of people act like zombies anyway, so I mean, it's nothing new. That's what made it more funnier. And I told people about it, and they just started cracking up laughing. You know, it was fun. It was funny. It's called, the book that I'm working on right now, it's called The Day We Were Lost. And it's about a brother and a sister, and the brother picks the sister up from New York. And, well, you know what? I'm going to say their names. Brad and Jen. Brad and Jen is the names of the two main characters in the beginning of the book. Brad and Jen are the two main characters at the beginning of the book. And Brad went and picked up Jen from New York. And coming back, they stopped at a gas station in Maryland, right over the Delaware border, to get gas and some food. And Brad drives a Maserati, which is my favorite car personally. Maserati Gran Turismo. I want a Ghibli because, I mean, I feel like that'll be like one of the, if I can get like a 2016 Maserati Ghibli, you know, they go for around $35,000 to $40,000 right now, used, pre-owned, depending on how many miles that are on the car that I've seen. In Wilmington, there's a Maserati dealership in Wilmington, Delaware. And I really want to get a Maserati one day. And I think that might be where I go at to get a Maserati. And so today I tried to hang up Christmas lights. that was an epic fail. I need thumbtacks because the little small thin nails that I have, they keep sliding through the wires. They're not going to stay up there. Up on the wall. I'm not trying to hang them outside. I'm trying to hang them in my bedroom around my door. I was going to hang them up on the ceiling, but I don't think they're long enough. I mean, I have two sets of white lights, like crystal white lights. They're actually really nice. They look like raindrops. The bulbs look like raindrops. And they're bright as hell. I turned them on. I plugged them in, turned them on. They were so freaking bright. I was like, yo, I won't even need to use my overhead light. I can just tell, you know, Alexa, to take a break. I whispered because she didn't hear me. Hey, Alexa, what's the weather?
It's 40 degrees Fahrenheit with mostly sunny skies.
Alexa, stop talking. Yo, it's going to be cold as a bitch. I know the heat not coming on now. The heat is not coming on. I will freeze before I turn the heat on because I'm trying to save on electric. But right now, with me running the computer, the podcast, you know, it's not saving a damn thing. It's costing me money, really. But that's okay, though, because it's all worth it for you guys in the long run. So this is going to conclude this episode. My name is Chris. I am your host with C-Dubs Productions on Anchor Podcast. Thank you so much for your support. Everybody stay safe, stay hydrated, stay fed, and don't forget to be nice to each other. Stay safe from, you know, Coco. She's been a nasty little bitch here lately. She's coming back around again for another turn. So, you guys wear your mask. And, take care, and I will see you guys either tomorrow or Friday. Have a great day.